Ho, ho, ho. Hello, it's me, Steve Henn, and this is the last part of my Top 100. Ho, ho, ho.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
This is a journey into sound.
That was 10 to 8. Is that time already? No. And now we're doing 7 to 1. Good odds? I think so. So we're doing 7 songs now, between now and Christmas-ish. Do you know what I'm saying? So thank you so much for bearing with me. If you've watched the whole 11 shows, thank you so much. And if you're watching this in 2041, it's not Christmas. But if you're watching it in 2023... then it is Christmas tomorrow, and I'll tell you what, I'm so excited. I saw Father Christmas last year, and he said, "Stephen, what would you like for Christmas?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know, Santa. Just surprise me." He bought me nothing. Although on Boxing Day, I got up very early, opened the fridge. He jumped out from behind the fridge and went, "Surprise!" Yeah, I am Steve Henn, magician and comedian. One of those things may not even be true. When I do my shows, I always start with this song. This song is a song from me to you, the audience. It's Neil Diamond, and it's Hello Again at number
7.
Hello again. Hello. Just called to say hello. I couldn't sleep at all tonight, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night when I'm here alone and you're there at home. Hello. But I put my heart above my head. We've been through it all, and you love me just the same. When you're not there,
I just need to hear hello, my friend, hello. It's good to meet you so. It's good to love you like I do, and to feel this way when I hear you say hello. Hello, my friend, hello. Just called to let you know I think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
Thank you so much.
I mean, what a high energy way to start the show. Seriously, though, it means a lot to me, that song, because of you, the people that come to see me do my shows. And the people that don't see my shows, just because, you know, people that spend time watching you do your stuff, they're so important. And they're not my Swifties. They're not my little monsters. No, they're called my Henonisms. No, they're not. I have no idea. You know, they're just called people who come to see the shows. People who come to the shows are great, 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 great people. And I always start with hello. I mean, I play Sweet Caroline. I really hate the way the footballers have taken over my Sweet Caroline, because I was playing that back in the 90s and the 80s. And the crowd just love it, and it gets them going. And then we go into hello, my friends, hello. I saw Neil Diamond live, and he was incredible. That is actually from the Jazz Singer, the remake, when he was in the... And it's a brilliant film. Some great songs on that. Love on the Rocks, ain't no big surprise, pour your drink. Anyway, so Neil Diamond, still with us just, I think. Neil Diamond comes in at number 7 in my top 100. Steve, you've only got 6 more songs to go. I know. Well, Steve, what is your 6th song? The Sheik's 6th sheep is sick. There's a tongue twister. Yeah. My 6th is... Oh, this is a surprise. This is a surprise, isn't it? We had Freddie Mercury, and then we had Queen. We had Wham, and now we've got Sir George of Michael. His anniversary of the death of George is coming up on Boxing Day. Bring everyone down, why don't you? One of our greatest. I don't care. All those people that don't like the fact that he was a bit of a homosexual. Get over yourself. This is another of my albums in my top 5. Listen Without Prejudice. George's greatest album, in my opinion. Other people have other, obviously. But I was thinking as well, actually, it's probably the best Christmas album without it being a Christmas album. It has so much joy and emotion attached to the album. If you listen to that, you can't help but feel good. This is my favourite song off the album from George. Listen Without Prejudice comes in at number 6, and it's Mother's Pride.
6. Thank you.
child will understand. At the door, they watch the men go by. In the clothes daddy wore, mother's bride, baby boy, his father's eyes. He is a soldier waiting for a war. Time will come and hold the gun. His father's son.
No, I don't write this shit. I don't make this shit up. No. That just came out of my head. But George Michael, Listen Without Prejudice, by far, is my favourite George Michael album. I saw him live, so I was honoured to see him live. I saw Neil Diamond live. In fact, I've seen every band tonight live, apart from one. Guess who that might be?
Hey, Mama, Sissy!
But it's not the next band. The next band I saw supporting Black Sabbath. That's the first time I saw them. I've seen them many, many times. I have many stories about this band. But this song is the first song off their first ever album. And it is number 5. And it's Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Now, I always play this song whenever I get a new stereo system. Do you know what that is, kids? Whenever I get a new, like an iPod, or anything that plays music, I always play this song to judge how good it is. And that in itself is a testament to why it is number 5. But it's also one of the greatest songs written by man. Obviously, my opinion, you know. But anyway, it's Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Come on. Number 5.
Thank you.
Running with the Devil, Van Halen. Saw them many, many times. In fact, I have seen Van Halen so many times that once I caught the drumstick and fought all the way for it up to the from the front stools to the back stools and out the door, still in my hand. And the lad at the end said, "You put up a good fight, you keep it." I've also got one of the greatest guitarists, plectrum. He threw that out. I caught that. Nick Bocott, I want it back. Also, this is silly. I got one of the, I'm going to call it chiffon. It was really cheap material. Scarf from Dave Lee Roth as well. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. In my opinion, tremendous band. Now, you're saying, well, Steve, did you see Van Halen? Yes, yes, yes. Did you see Neil Diamond? Yes, yes, yes. Did you see George Michael? Yes, yes, yes. So what is number four? Well, number four is a local band. A local band from the Redditch area. The drummer was born in Redditch. A local band from the area. And I think this is my number four. If you put this in any rock fans, it'll always be, I think, in any rock fans top ten. The classic era, I suppose. And it's obviously Led Zeppelin, who I never saw. I nearly went to see them at Knebworth. I just couldn't afford the £7.50. Ridiculous, isn't it? But I did see Robert Plant at Digbeth bus station, so that's all right. But why is Stairway to Heaven rated such a classic? It's got everything, I think, is all I can say, really. I mean, a lot of people might say, oh, Stairway to Heaven, that's a yawn fest. It's a yawn fest. You wait till you hear my last three songs then, if you think that's a yawn fest. Come on, Steve. Let the people have Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, at number...
There's a songbird who sings sometimes all alone. of our thoughts are misused. to heaven.
And she is buying A Stairway to Heaven, £17.50 at B&M Bargains. Now, there you go. Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. Off. Number four, or The Four Symbols. I'd put that down as my favourite album, favourite song. I don't know, I do like a black dog.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Find me a Zed Leplin song. Find me a Zed Leplin album that's not good. What do you mean in through my back door? I like it. Midlands. The people from the Midlands are in the number four position in Steve Hearn's 100 best songs. Who'd have thought it? So, three songs to go out of the 100. Who would have thought I could play 77 songs without playing a Rush song? It's time. Now, a lot of people may have thought, oh, Rush is your favourite band, so surely Rush is your number one song. No, it doesn't work like that. Songs are like children. Not all the ones from the same wife are the best. Right, no, seriously, though, no. Rush are my favourite band. Seen them many, many, many times in concert. And this song is my favourite. It's from the Farewell to Kings album. So it narrows it down, because obviously, I don't know, people say, what's your favourite Rush album? And everyone goes, oh, Moving Pictures. I love Moving Pictures, but I would never say it was my favourite Rush album. I think if I was pushed, I'd go for Permanent Waves or 12 or Hemispheres. But I love Hemispheres. That was the first time I saw them live on the Hemispheres tour. There's many, 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 many of the albums before Grace and Depression. They're brilliant. And some of the last albums are brilliant as well. But this starts off very, very quietly. You may be able to hear it in the background now. And then it sort of builds. So the first 3 minutes of this is a bit wishy-washy, but then it really kicks in. But as you can hear, I'm playing it for me now, so I feel that's an easier way of doing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, see, that's very... I can't say that anymore. So, people of the world, spice up your... See, when I say people of the world, I go spice up your life. So, everybody who's watching now or in the future, here is Rush, my favourite band, at number three with Vanity.
We'll be right back. seek the sacred river out, to walk the caves of ice, to break my fast on honeydew, and drink the milk of paradise.
Melody.
There you go. Listen to me, people. Messers. Alex Lifeson, Geddy Lee, and the late, unfortunately, Neil Peart on the drum kit. The Professor, always loved, never forgotten. If you don't think that's the best drumming you've ever heard, then obviously I've not heard the drummers that you've heard. But for years, he was voted best drummer ever. And in the end, no other drummer was getting a look in, so they gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. I think that was in Fish and Chip Shop Monthly. Obviously, it was the drumming magazine. Drummer goes into a shop, and he says to the man behind the counter, he says, "Can I have some hi-hats, some sticks, and a couple of toms, and that bass drum, please?" And the guy in the fish and chip shop says, "Excuse me, are you a drummer?" And the drummer goes, "Yeah, how do you know?" And he goes, "Well, this is a fish and chip shop." That was told to me by a drummer, Mr. Rushton. Rush, my favourite band ever. They've got some brilliant, 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 brilliant songs and brilliant, 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 brilliant albums. And you would do yourself a favour by listening to more Rush. Unless you can't stand his voice, which is, you know, is what people say. But then, you know, if you like Yes, you like Rush. Surely? Seriously? I don't know. Are you just filling time, Steve? Yes, because you've only got two songs left. Two songs. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? Because is number two... Stop it. Right. Is number two better than number one? Oh. See, I would... in any other situation, put this song as my favourite song ever. This is my favourite album ever. These words I'm using, like ever and ever, these words that I'm using, like ever and favourite, right? Take it with a pinch of salt. But this next song is, I look at it like this. Desert Island Discs. If you were going to take one album with you to an island, a desert island, which album would that be? I'm torn between Seconds Out, but that's a double album, so that's a bit of a cheat, by Genesis, and I would take this one, Bat Outta Hell. Now, I know what you're saying. Everybody likes Bat Outta Hell, one of the best songs, one of the best albums ever made. But that's down, a lot of that is down to Jim Steinman, people. So, because I've had one Jim Steinman song, Left in the Dark, off Bat Out of Hell 2, which was not an official Bat Out of Hell 2, sung by Barbara the Streisand. But this is Meatloaf in his own right, singing, for my opinion, the best Jim Steinman song ever. Lyrically, it's brilliant. Musically, it's brilliant. Now, you might not think so. So why isn't it number one? That's where I was going. I knew there was a reason for this diatribe. Yes, the reason why it's not number one, because sometimes there's a song that sums up your life. And that is what is number one. The song that sums up my life. It is the song that I want to be buried in. Not buried. Yes, I'm going to be buried, not cremated. Fuck that. For a bunch of soldiers. Lower me into the ground with my number one song. But... before you do that, play the world this song, because this is number two. And I'm not talking about a poo. Meatloaf from Bat Outta Hell, Jim Steinman's song, For Crying Out Loud. You Know I Love You.
I was lost till you were found, and I never knew how far down I was falling before I reached the bottom. Well, I was cold and you were fire, and I never knew how the fire could be burning on the edge of the asphalt. And now the chilly California wind is blowing down our bodies again.
even deeper in the chilly California sand. Oh, I know you belong inside my aching heart. And can't you see my faded Levi's bursting apart? And don't you hear me cry? Don't you hear me screaming? How was I to know? I'm in the middle of nowhere, needing another line. But there's a border to somewhere waiting, and there's a tag for a time. Oh, give me just another moment to see the light of the day.
But you could cry, and I never knew just how high I was flying. All with you right above me, and now the chilly California wind is blowing down our bodies again, and we're sinking deeper and deeper in the chilly California sand. Oh, I know you've been home inside my aching heart. And can't you see my faded Levi's bursting apart?
Yeah. taken in the rain when I'm feeling so dry, for giving me the answers when I'm asking you why. And my, oh my, for that I thank you, for taking in the sun when I'm feeling so cold, for giving me a child when my body is old. And don't you know that I need you, for coming to my room when you know I'm alone, for finding me a highway, for driving me home. And you gotta know, well, that I serve you, for pulling me away when I'm starting to fall, for revving me up when I'm starting to stall. And all in all, for that I want you, for taking and for giving and for playing the game, for praying for my future in the days that remain. And most of all, for crying out loud, for that I love you. Oh, and most of all, for crying out loud, for that I love you.
Jim Steinman lyrics. Man, they just get me every time. Meatloaf doing a belting job. Listen, listen. When they were trying to flog Bat Out of Hell, the album, the record companies didn't want to know. The record companies didn't. Apparently, I don't know how true this is, but Jim Steinman and Meat would go into one of the record company's offices and just get a piano, and Meat would do For Crying Out Loud, and Jim Steinman would play it on the piano. Seriously. I mean, come on. Number two. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show. We've come to the end of the season. Do you think I'm going to do this next year? There's so many bands. So many bands that I'm loving, loving, loving that haven't made the cut. There's so many bands that I did love that haven't made the cut. I will give you a list, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, so who knows what my top 100 will be in a few years' time. But this is my top 100 from 2023. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've, you know, if you've just discovered it, share it with your friends, because there's some brilliant music in 11 hours. So thank you so much for staying with me. What is Steve Henn's favourite song ever? Weird, isn't it? Weird, because that one should have been, shouldn't it, really? Or any Rush song should have been, any Kate Bush song. But no, no, some songs have more meaning. I mean, they're still brilliant songs. I mean, this is a brilliant song. But to me, it has the most meaning for me in my life. And it's true. This is the thing. This song could have been written for me. And that's why it is my number one song, because it was written for me. I mean, I'm not saying it was written for me, but that's how I feel when I hear it, that it was written for me. So we're going to finish. I'm going to say goodbye after all the music you've been listening to for the last 11 hours. What song could Steve Henn put in as number one? Well, here it is. It's John Miles and Music.
One. Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past.
this world of troubles, my music brings me through.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show. Look after yourselves. Take care now. And who knows, we may do all this again next year. Bye.
I'm sad to say it's time to go on. But until we meet again along the road, remember this on your journey home. When you hear the thunder roar, you're not alone. We wish you well. We wish you well.